Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are given the opportunity to have the blessed association of His beloved devotees. We chant this prayer, Bancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. The great devotees of the Lord, the Vaishnavas, they are like desire trees. They are so compassionate and loving toward all fallen souls that they can fulfill all of our desires by delivering to us the way by which we can perfect our lives in pure loving devotion to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna through the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One of the great exalted Vaishnavas of this blessed line of the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya was Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Today we are sitting at his samadhi, the place where his body was laid after he departed from this world. And on this side are the murtis of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu that were personally worshipped unalloyed love and devotion by Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in this place. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur accepted Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as the supreme guru of his life. In fact, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, he acclaimed him to be Vaishnava Sarvabhauma, the commander-in-chief of all the Vaishnavas throughout the world. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj in this area performed his bhajan. For many years he lived in Vrindavan Dham at a place called Suryakund, not far from Govardhan. And in his great humility, he considered that it was required to come and make Navadvip Dham his home, because the shelter of Navadvip is a place where we are forgiven for all of our offenses. The island that we are on is called Koladvip, and this area is considered the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave all offenses from even the greatest sinners and awarded them love of God. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj manifested the purest principles of Vaishnava lifestyle. He sat here and very loudly he would, throughout the entire day and throughout the entire night, chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Constantly immersed in chanting japa and chanting kirtan with the other devotees. He was such a lover of the holy Dham that he considered that every grain of dust, even the insignificant insects and animals, were worshipable because they had, by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, taken birth in this holy land of Navadvip. There is a story of how he would take prasad, and when he would take prasad, about 10 or 12 little baby dogs would come and eat off his plate with him. and they would all take the prasad together. And one time his servant, Bihari Lal, he prevented the dogs from coming. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he asked his servant, "Where are my guests?" Said, "I have kept them away." He became very angry. He said, "Then I will fast. I will not eat." He said, "These are the dogs of the holy Dham. I am so fortunate to take prasad with them." So from that day on, Jagannath Das Babaji would have wonderful feast with the dogs of Navadvipa. Sometimes people would come and offer him donations. And he lived such a simple, humble life. He had no need for money for himself at all. But he would just, whatever was given, he would just put in a bag. And after some time, he told his servant, "You go buy with these hundreds of rupees that we have, you buy rasgullas, and you serve them to all of the cows and dogs of Navadvip." And the servant thought, "Perhaps we should give them to the Babajis and the sadhus of Navadvip." And he said, "No, do not give to them." He said, "They are mostly all pretenders, sahajyas. They are coming to the holy Dham pretending to be great saints, but in their minds, in their hearts, as well as in their activities, they are still materially attached. If we want to actually make proper spiritual advancement, we have to learn to give charity to the right people. So give to the dogs and the cows of Navadvip Dham. Sri Navadvip Dham ki! Hariva! Hariva! Hariva!" There's another story of how one time some of the disciples of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj approached Thakur Bhaktivinod and were disturbed in their mind. They said, "We left our family, we left our wealth, we have taken to the renounced order to live in Navadvip, and we have come to our Gurudev, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji, and we have asked him to teach us about the higher rasas of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. We have requested that he give us initiation into understanding our Swarup Siddhi, our spiritual forms in the spiritual world, so we could meditate on these leelas." And you know what he did? He told us to plant vegetables. He told us to pick flowers. And he told us to serve Tulsi Devi. "So can you give us some of these higher understandings?" And Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very serious. And in a very grave voice, he said that to try to enter into the meditation on the higher leelas of Radha and Krishna, while we still have material desires, will ruin our spiritual life. The Astakala Leela of Radha and Krishna is very pure, it is very intimate. And as long as we still have desires to enjoy material existence, we cannot appreciate. Even Srila Prabhupada, at one time, devotees, they wanted to do like this. They said, "But Prabhupada, by these meditations we will become purified." And Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of Bhakti Vinod and Jagannath Das Babaji, said, "You will not be purified, you will be putrefied." So Thakur Bhakti Vinod explained that the way, according to the Goswamis of Vrindavan, to truly enter into the beautiful Leela of Radha and Krishna is to have complete faith in the instructions of Gurudev and to become his menial servant. By learning how to serve the Vaishnavas with humility, by learning how to serve the holy Dham with humility, then gradually we can develop a true taste for the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
By chanting in such a humble state of mind, which comes through menial loving service, gradually, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, the divine realizations of our eternal relationship with Radha and Krishna are revealed from within. So Bhaktivinoda told them that you just continue planting vegetables and picking flowers, worshipping Tulsi, and you learn how to properly chant Harinam. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Trinarapi Sunichena Thurvarapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirishaniya Sarai. We see this beautiful picture. It is a picture of Sri Jagannath Das Babaji. He lived very old, something like 140 years old, they say. 140 years old. And at his older years, he could not even walk. His servant Bihari Lal would carry him on his head in his basket. And his eyes, they could hardly open. But we can understand that there is no material impediment to the great devotees of the Lord, because in their hearts they are ever youthful, always, their hearts are always dancing to the kirtan of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And this was so wonderfully exhibited when Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda found, according to many scriptures, ancient scriptures and ancient geographical maps, the original birthplace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We visited there yesterday. But he understood that nothing is truly blessed with auspiciousness until it has the loving, gracious blessings of the Vaishnavas upon it. So he brought Sri Jagannath Das Babaji, who was at his last stages of life. He hadn't walked in years before this. And when Jagannath Das Babaji came to the place of Mahaprabhu's birth, he leaped in the air so high. He was jumping. That Bhaktivinoda was looking up to see the beautiful soles of his lotus feet. And he was chanting, Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hari!
Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hari!
We are at the Samadhi Mandir of Jagannath Das Babaji. For his pleasure, we should chant loudly, because he especially was famous for chanting very loudly.
Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hari!
Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hari!
This time a little loudly, please.
Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hari!
Jai Satchinandana Gaura Hari!
Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasani Gauravinda.
Of course, from the time of Kaviraj Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were chanting the holy names of the Panchatattva. But this particular mantra was given to us by Sri Babaji Maharaj Jagannath Das. So, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they took this mantra as their life and soul. In fact, Srila Prabhupada explained that to try to approach the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without first getting the blessings of the Panchatattva through this mantra makes the holy name of Krishna unapproachable. It is through the grace of the Pancha Tattva, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gadadhara, Sri Advaita, and Sri Vas Thakur, that they give us their blessings and remove offenses. And then the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has its fullest potency. So we are eternally indebted to this great Acharya, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And now I would like Sri Mahanidhi Maharaj to speak something about Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Mahanidhi Maharaj is a very special Vaishnava devotee of the Lord. He has written many books appreciating Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, the Vaishnava Samadhis of Vrindavan. So we are fortunate that he will give us some words today. Mahanidhi Maharaj.
Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki. We are following the line of Shiksha Parampara. We are following the line of Rupa Goswami. We are known as Rupanuga devotees, or Prabhupada Nuga devotees. And the Babaji line, who stressed so much this mantra parampara, in their line they also include Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. So in this personality, and this liberated soul, this Prema Bhakta, Rasika Bhakta, Mahabhagavat, Jagannath Das Babaji, we have the fusion of the Babaji Sampradaya and the Bhakti Siddhanta's Gaudiya Sampradaya. And when you see books written by the books of the lives of the great Acharyas, they always include Jagannath Das Babaji. Because Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he was renowned throughout all of India for his purity of devotion and his realizations of Radha and Krishna. So everyone who wanted to claim their authenticity or claim their authority, they would try to connect themselves with Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. But he himself, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he personally chose to associate with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki!
Jai!
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as you know, is the father of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And on the encouragement of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and the encouragement of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj agreed to accept Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati as his disciple, Bimala Prasad. And we, of course, come in the line of Srila Prabhupada, who is a disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So our line is actually a complete Rasika Sampradaya, because the very founder of our Sampradaya is Srila Rupa Manjari, who appeared in this world as Rupa Goswami, and his line of thought, his line of realization and teachings came down through Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, and that was passed on, of course, shared and churned as a nectar by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And when you're churning, just like milk, spread throughout milk is actually butter, and from butter comes ghee. But the milk of our philosophy, was coming down through Rupa Goswami, this nectarine milk. And then it was churned together, just like a churning rod. Mother Yashoda would churn the milk and make makkhan for Damodar Krishna. So the churning was done by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jagannath Das Babaji. They were associating together, and they were churning this milk, and they produced butter, tasty butter, and they shared it. They were enjoying that butter amongst themselves. And then that butter was cooked down. And when you cook down butter, you get ghee. And that ghee was prepared by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And then he fed his disciples. But some people, they can digest ghee very well and they become very strong. And some people, you give them ghee, they can't digest it and they get sick. They get diarrhea. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had many disciples. And he fed this ghee to all of them. But one of his disciples, he took that ghee and he became very strong. His name was A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki! So this is the, this ghee was coming down from Jagannath Das Babaji. Because you know Prabhupada was very fond of ghee. In fact, when he was eggplant bhaji and other things, bhaigan bhaji, is it? Bhaigan bhaji. So this is, we're inheriting this family ghee from Jagannath Das Babaji. So there's one nice pastime. Jagannath Das Babaji, he was telling Maharaj, Radhanath Swami was telling us that Jagannath Das Babaji instructed the aspiring Babajis to worship Tulsi and to plant sabjis and flowers. But actually, they did not have the perception or the purity to understand that he was inviting them to partake in his internal seva. Because when he lived in Jagannath, when Jagannath Das Babaji lived in Barsana, he was picking flowers and planting sabji and picking tulsi leaves. Because in his sarup, he's also a Manjari. And he's engaged in his service in the spiritual world. So the Babajis did not have the purity because they were not chanting Shuddha Nam. As Maharaj said, if you chant Shuddha Nam, then your Ekadash Bhav, the 11 symptoms of your sarup will be revealed. Your seva, your name, your place, your bhavana, everything. So these Babajis, although they were following this Babaji Sampradaya, they were chanting in like this, they did not actually, were not chanting without offenses, what to speak of pure Nam. So when Jagannath Das Babaji said, yes, you plant sabjis, you pick tulsi leaves, you pick flowers, he was inviting them because the sevaka or the disciple, he always serves his Guru Maharaj. He serves his Guru Maharaj in this plane, as in his Guru Sarup, and he serves his Guru Maharaj in the spiritual world, in his Siddha Sarup. So actually, he was very intimately inviting them, you please come and serve me. And they said, what? Sabji? You think I'm a sabji wala? What is this? We want the intimate stuff. And so they completely disqualified themselves because they could not perceive. Because when Jagannath Das Babaji, he lived for 30 or 40 years in Barsana, and Nandagaon, and Govardhan, all over Vrindavan. And for many of the years when he lived in Barsana, every day he was making a garland for Radharani from beautiful forest flowers, and he was growing sabji for her, and he was also picking tulsi, making tulsi, tulsi garlands out of manjaris. And then when he was in Vrindavan, living there, of course, he established beautiful deities in Vrindavan. They're known as Sonar Garanga. And they were so beautiful. Of course, the beauty of the Thakurji, the beauty of the deity, comes out when we offer our pure love. Krishna, he accepts our pure love and he manifests himself, which we will... Are we going to Ambika Kalna?
Yeah.
So when we go to Ambika Kalna, this principle will be realized more deeply. But the beauty of the form of the Lord comes out when the devotee offers his beautiful jewel. The beautiful jewel that's contained within the heart of every devotee is his love. But unfortunately, we're throwing that love in the cesspool of material life. We're throwing our love to some material woman, or we're throwing our love to some material man. And this way our jewel is covered over by the stool of material desires and material lust. But when that beautiful jewel that's contained within our heart is offered to the lotus feet of our Thakur, to our Govardhan, to our Radharani, to our Krishna, to our Balagopal, to our Narayan Shila, whoever we're worshipping, or Gornitai, then that jewel becomes very beautiful and very bright. So Jagannath Das Babaji, he was offering the jewel of his heart, the jewel of his prem, to the lotus feet of Gauranga in Suryakund. In Suryakund, which is near Radhakund, Maharaj said, near Govardhan, he was worshipping his deity of Sonar Gauranga. And what happened is that deity became so beautiful because he was offering the gold of his heart, the liquid gold of his heart, because prema melts. Prema is a liquid thing, and it's like liquid gold because prema emanates from Srimati Radharani, and she is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priya. So his heart was flowing with this liquid gold, so he's offering his heart to his deity of Gauranga, Sonar Gauranga. And what happened is the deity became so golden. Lord Chaitanya personally manifested there in this beautiful golden form that the dacoits, the thieves, the chores that were living in that part of Braj, they heard that there's this beautiful gold, solid gold deity. Of course, the deity from the material plane, the deity was manufactured from Ashtadhatu, brass and seven other metals. But these dacoits, they heard, oh, there's this solid gold, 22 carat, pure golden deity. We must steal that deity. So then they came to the temple late in the night to steal Sonar Gauranga. And Bihariji, and he was sleeping, this Vrindavan, this servant Bihariji, was sleeping, and Jagannath was absorbed in Leela Smaran. He was not in this world. And so the dacoits came to steal the deity. When they entered the temple room, there was a very low door entering into the temple room. So they hit their head on the door, And they hit, somehow or other, their head got hit so hard that they fell down on the ground and went unconscious. And then they came to and they thought, oh, there's some ghost here. And because they just tapped their head and went completely unconscious. So they thought there was some ghost there. So then they ran away. So then the next day, Jagannath Das could understand there's some thief came to steal our deity, Sonar Garanga. So he told Bihariji, we should take this deity to some Brahmins in Vrindavan. So they brought the deity, Sonar Garanga, to some Brahmins so he could have safe care. Because this Surya Kund is a very lonely place, very lonely place. So now today by the Gopinath Mandir in Vrindavan, you can have darshan of Jagannath Das Babaji's deity of Sonar Garanga. So one other story, should I go on? One other story? Okay, so Jagannath Das, when he was living in Vrindavan, he wanted to teach another a lesson, because in Vrindavan there's many Goswamis that go back for hundreds and hundreds of years. And generally this Goswami brings with it some pratishta, there's some man, some pride. They become very proud of their janam and their gyan. So he wanted to teach one lesson. So one day, when he was moving with Bihariji, he asked Bihari Lal, he said, Bihari, see that bungi? There is one bungi there taking some roti. Please, you beg some roti from that bungi. So bungi means street sweeper, sweeper class. Means low class person, very just sweeping in the gutters and the sewers and cleaning all the sewage and everything, very low position. So Bihari was a little amazed. What is it? Guru Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj, you want roti from the bungi? Bungi roti? How is that? And he said, anyway, you go, you collect. So he collected and he ate that roti. And then that night he was giving some darshan. Jagannath Das Babaji was giving darshan. But during the day, the rumor went very fast. Just like, you know, in any spiritual society, you know, rumors travel very fast. So they say that, at least in the ISKCON, they say that rumors travel faster than calm, faster than facts, faster than anything. But anyway, it had gone all over Vrindavan amongst the Goswamis and amongst the devotees that this Babaji Maharaj, this Paramahamsa Rasika Bhakta, he has eaten roti from bungi. And everyone, the Goswamis were very disturbed, the devotees were very disturbed, so they sat down for the Sangha in the evening. So in the evening, Babaji Maharaj, he would give this Gauranga Katha. He would speak about Lord Gauranga and all about Radha and Krishna. So, but there was a great disturbance, there was a great anxiety in the audience. Everyone was very disturbed, thinking, why did he do this? Why did he eat this roti? Why did he do this? This is not to be done. Acharya Mam Vijaniyam, the Acharya should be worshipped like Krishna, and whatever he does, you know, everyone should follow. Yad yad acharati shreshtas. He's a shreshta, he's the greatest among men, he's the Acharya. We're supposed to follow him, but how can we follow him? We're Goswamis, we're big Brahmins, we're big sannyasis. They're untouchable class. How can we go eat that roti from them? He's made a big, big problem for us by eating this roti from the bungi. So this is what they're thinking in their minds. So then Babaji Maharaj, he's about to begin his katha. And then he says, so, I can understand that everyone here is very disturbed. There's a lot of anxiety in the atmosphere. You're not able to fix your mind on your bhajan. And you're not chanting attentively. I can understand because your faces are distressed. So you're probably wondering about something that happened earlier this morning. That we took some roti from one bungi. So actually, we should understand the deep purport of this, he was telling them. We are all in the line of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are in Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And the goal of our life is somehow or other to attain Sri Vrindavan Dham and a loving service connection with the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is our aspiration. This is our hope against hope. This is our prayer. This is our wish. This is the whole goal of our bhajan. It's to take birth in Vrindavan and be able to serve this Vrindavan Dham and to serve Srimati Radharani. And everyone's shaking their head. Yes, yes. This is right. You are speaking correctly. But we find that... So then he's going on, he's explaining like that, and everyone's agreeing. So he says, so to take birth in Vrindavan Dham is a very rare thing. Very, very rare. Among thousands and thousands of species of life, one gets human birth. And you take birth all over the universe. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon, Bhagyavanaji, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai, Bhakti Lata Bij. Somehow you get human birth, and to take birth in... this earth planet is very rare. What to speak of Bharat Bhumi? Then what to speak of Vrindavan is very rare. And everyone's shaking their head. Yes, yes. It's very rare to take birth here. And so everyone's, they can't understand where he's leading them, what he's trying to tell them. Just like right now, you're probably wondering, where is Swami leading us? What is he trying to tell us? So then Babaji Maharaj is saying, so actually, the perfection of life is to take birth in Vrindavan and render some humble service to the holy Dham of Vrindavan. And everyone said, yes. So we see that this Bhangi class, somehow, they have taken birth here in Vrindavan and they're doing some service. And everyone said, yes, okay. Yes, all right. So they're still shaking their heads. And then he said, and we all agree that the perfection of life is somehow or other to have the dust of the Vaishnavas on our heads and have the dust of Radha and Krishna always sprinkled on our hearts and sprinkled on our minds. Because that dust is non-different from Radha and Krishna. And everyone said, yes, yes, that is right. We want the dust of Vrindavan on our heads. But then he said, so you have to, what are the Bhangis, what are they doing? They're absorbed day and night in sweeping the dust of Vrindavan. They are covered from head to toe with the dust of Vrindavan. They are breathing the dust of Vrindavan. They are seeing the dust of Vrindavan. They are made of the dust of Vrindavan. And everyone said, oh, heavy, heavy. Heavy philosophy. But he said, what do? When we come to Vrindavan, we're living in Vrindavan, and we come before the samadhi of Jagannath Das Babaji and Navadvip, or we come before the samadhi of Rupa Goswami, and so we make our dandabats. But as soon as we stand up, what do? We shake the dust off, we rub the dust off our forehead, we shake it off our saris and dhotis, and we don't want anything to do with that dust. So I was trying to teach you that the whole goal of our life is somehow or other to become a stita duli sadrisham vichintaya. Ainanda tanachakintgaram patitam vamashamayimbamam mudol kripaya tava padapankaja stita duli sadrisham vichintaya. Hey, son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please be merciful unto me. Please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me as an atom at the dust of your lotus feet. This is our prayer. So this lesson I want to teach by taking this Mahaprasad from the Dham Vasis. And then the second lesson I want to teach is that all Dham Vasis are worshipable because they have attained, and especially these Bhangis, they've attained what we're aspiring for. So we should appreciate that and appreciate every living entity in the holy Dham. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj ki Jai! Srila Prabhupada ki Jai! Navadvip Dham ki Jai!